You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. Kate was kind enough to come and join us again to co-host for another episode. Kate, thank you so much for hopping on again with us.
Thank you for having me. This is fun. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. And audience, make sure you support Kate. Go follow her on Instagram at Tarot Kate and see everything she has going on there. We're really excited to get on a couple and talk about all the poltergeist activity they have going on in their home. This is honestly probably the most I have ever seen from a visual standpoint online. I saw their account, Magical Poltergeist, on TikTok. They also have an account on YouTube as well, and it's pretty wild, y'all. You should head, actually pause the podcast right now and go watch all their TikTok videos and then come back and hear the interview, because I've never seen anything like this. George Liz, thank you so much for joining the podcast tonight. We can't wait to ask you a ton of questions about your home.
Thank you.
Ooh, my voice really petered out there at the end. You guys have this house that there's clearly a ton of activity going on, and we're going to jump in and talk about that. But before we do that, we'd like to find out where our guests fall on what we call the Believo-meter. I think I have an idea of where yours is headed, but I do want to know. So 0 meaning you don't believe in ghosts, and 10 ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you fall on that scale?
At first, before all this happened, I probably didn't believe in ghosts, but now that I'm experiencing it, I 100% believe in ghosts.
Okay, so a strong 10 for you. And Liz, where do you fall on that scale?
Yeah, I would say a strong 10.
And just to let the audience know, before we started, Kate asked them, you know, like, hey, are you guys in the house? And she was just saying that she could already feel the presence kind of pulsating from that house into her Zoom screen.
Yeah. I can feel it for sure. So that's why I definitely had to ask.
I wanted to ask you about this as we kind of journey through what they've gone through. I think it'll be interesting to see, because you were telling me a couple of days ago, you and I were just talking, that you started to do kind of remote readings of homes. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I've been working on just like enhancing my abilities to be able to read energies in homes, especially when things are going on like this, like poltergeist activity, as well as people experience a lot like moving into a new home as well. So I just want to be able to, like, you know, read an energy of a home. I've been doing it here lately where I can actually pick up the energy either from a video. I can pick it up through like Zoom or FaceTime, but I can also pick it up just by having the person send me pictures of their home. As to why I asked them is because I can feel it in my heart and stomach. There's just like a lot of activity.
Well, it sounds like all of the stars aligned for tonight. So we'll see what we can get going. Liz, a lot of the videos I have seen on TikTok are, unfortunately, it seems like you're being tortured by these entities as you walk around the home. There's one like 60 million views or something. It's like wild.
Yeah.
And I'll let you take us through that one as we go. But before we jump into this, how long have you been experiencing this activity in the home?
For about 7 months.
Okay.
Going on 8 months.
Wow. So, yeah. So no, that's not a short period of time for sure.
No.
So that video that really went viral, and of course you guys have a lot of them that people have seen, but that one specifically, can you walk us through what you experienced in that video?
We have cameras in our house now. We never did before, but as like the stuff started happening, we decided to put security cameras up so we could like capture a little bit more of what was going on. I was asleep on the couch, and Jorge was at work, and I just like woke up like out of a dead sleep, almost feeling like I was gonna throw up because the smell of like rotten eggs or like a sulfur smell, it just woke me up out of like a dead sleep. And then I stand up, I called Jorge because I was like wondering like what the hell was going on. Excuse my language, I'm sorry. If
oh no, you can speak freely here. No worries.
Okay, so I called him because I was like, what is going on? As soon as I like started talking to him, the lights started flickering. We have a cross on our wall that we try to put up like as protection, like as like to ward off this stuff that's happening. Obviously it hasn't helped, but the cross turned upside down and the lights flickered, and I like ran out of here like as quick as I could. I was the only one here, so I just like ran out the house.
And how long ago did that happen specifically?
That happened, I want to say September, maybe.
Okay, so that one wasn't too long ago.
It was just a couple months ago.
And when you say lights flicker, I don't even feel like that's doing it justice. I mean, it seemed like there was something inside of those lights. Like it was so aggressive, the mm-hmm. way that those lights were going off. Which, man, watching the video, it's intense because it's like raises your anxiety watching those lights. And then it's like that cross turns upside down with vengeance. It just sticks up at you like to make a point. You called Jorge and, you know, you're having this conversation, and then that cross turns upside down and you run out of the home. When mm-hmm. you exit to that home, do you immediately feel relief, or are you still panicking? How do you mentally deal with what just took place?
I was still panicking when I left. I did feel better. Like I felt some relief now that I wasn't in the apartment anymore, but I was still panicking on the inside. And like I had Jorge come home from work and everything because I didn't want to be here by myself.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And Jorge, when you get that call and all of that is going on, I mean, obviously you guys had been having activity up to that point, so it wasn't like this was the first thing. I mean, how do you even help in that instance? I mean, it seems like such a terrifying position to be put in.
Well, there's not much I can help on, but you know, the best I can do is just give her comfort, you know, because to be honest, I'm also scared too, you know. You know, her being here by herself and calling me every time she calls me, and I got to rush out of work because I only work like 3 blocks away from here. So it's, you know, I get here in like 3 seconds. I just come here and give her comfort, you know. That's the only thing I could basically do at the moment.
I asked because the person that, or the individual we interviewed, Kate and I interviewed, in real time last night, but in podcast time last week, or Thursday, I guess, but they pulled a gun on an entity. So I didn't know if you were running in with weapons, trying to find who, what was going on.
I have the cameras that I have here. I'm able to see it from work. Mm. I'm able to see what's going on here from work. You know, if somebody was to approach, the house or anything like that, could immediately call 911, and like the police station is like right down the road. So I don't know, and this is a good area, so nobody wants to like break in here. But you know, when like paranormal activity starts happening, that like scares my wife, I'll just basically leave work, or I'll just have her drive to my job and just sit there and just, yeah, you know, just hang with me. And, or if not, just come here and try to comfort her.
That makes sense. And prior to living in this home, Jorge, have you had paranormal experiences your whole life? Or was this the, because I know you said you didn't really put a ton of stock in the paranormal before this. So was this kind of your introduction to the paranormal?
To be honest, I never experienced paranormal activity in my life. I have friends that had told me about, you know, ghosts and, you know, stuff that happens to move in their house. Basically, all I used to say is, you're lying. You know, there's no such thing as ghosts or demons or not. You know, there's no, because I never experienced it myself. But when it started happening to us, like I the first night it happened to me, I looked at my wife and I'm like, it's one of the, like, who's walking out there? You know, and my wife was like, I don't know. And then when I started like hearing the door being scratching, like, you know, banging, and stuff started moving in my room, I just looked at my wife and I said, stop effing with me. And I was just dead scared, you know, at first. And so that's when I started believing into ghosts and stuff like that. But this is actually my first time experiencing ghosts. But this is my first time, so I'm new to this.
Whew, man, well, talking about jumping in the frying pan, you guys seem to be all the way there. Kate, yeah. I know we're just kind of into the alpha of this conversation, but just what you've heard so far, is there any advice you mm-hmm. can give them?
Yeah, so I first wanted to ask you, though, just to make sure what, you know, like what in depth we're looking at. Have any of you experienced anything physical on your body, scratches, or like felt like you're being pushed or pulled, as well as, do you feel like your emotions are altered? You know, like you step into the house and you feel like dread or anger or anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like it affects my emotions more than Jorge. When it first started happening, like, it's a little bit better now, but when it first started happening, I was like so depressed and I would sleep a lot and like I was just angry. It's still like I still have moments where I just get like so angry. Like
there is time where she cried and I asked her, why are you crying? And she just answered me and said, I don't really know why I'm crying. She was acting like she was super tired. She was acting super tired. She started acting weird all of a sudden. I remember one day she was sleeping and I was hearing mimicking. And when I looked at her, she was unresponsive. And when I looked at her, she had like three scratches here. One day she woke up to use the bathroom, like to take a shower. And when she woke up, she had a big bruise on one of her breasts. And I'm like, where is that from? And so she didn't know where it came from. Neither did I. Another day, I happened to be sleeping, which I posted a video, and I woke up from a dead sleep because somebody had hit me on my back. And when my wife recorded it, she actually took a video, I actually have like a scratch mark in my back. And so, yeah, but we have been touched multiple times and we have been pushed and my wife been fit, like emotionally, like how you say that? Emotionally like effective.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to give you just like you know, just like a small advice, but as we go on, I definitely want to give you more because it's heavy. As I'm sitting here trying to clear it for you, it's heavy. It's not taking over, but I feel it everywhere rather than just keeping it one place. So one thing I do want to say is what really helps is when you're starting to feel these things, or even when you're starting to feel these emotions take over, is to kind of sit there and take like a really big, deep breath and just envision a white light around you as well as around your house, because this is where you're setting your boundary. You do not want this energy affecting you in this way at all. So this white light is your boundary for them not to be able to affect you in this way. So whenever you're feeling this, you know, just close your eyes, take a deep breath. Like, you are in control. You are in power. This is your home. So that is one thing that I always like to say is envision a white light around you and they cannot pass through it. It's yours. That's your power. That's your energy.
Liz, there's a video that you guys posted where you're in the kitchen and things really go off the rails. I think you may have been on the phone with Jorge while cabinets open and the refrigerator door swings open, the lights start flickering. It even almost sounds like, and you can clarify for me, the smoke detector even sounds like it's going off, or there's some kind of beeping going off.
Yeah.
You just feel like you live in a prank show at some point. I mean, that's so intense to go through.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is crazy. Like, I just get so irritated. Like, now I'm like, I get so irritated. I just run out of the house when it starts happening. Like, I don't even try to really stay in here. I just run directly out, and whatever's happening, I just let it keep happening in here.
Are most of the incidences similar to what is captured and put on, where it seems like they last like about 30 seconds of pretty intense activity and then it kind of passes?
Yeah, like some of it is like, some of it will just be like little stuff that happens, you know, like we don't post everything that happens because it would be like constantly posting. But like when the big stuff happens, yeah, I usually run out. So like if stuff keeps happening, I don't really pay attention to it. I don't really want to know if it keeps on going or not, because I just leave.
And, you know, Kate was kind enough to offer some advice, and I'm sure she'll have more opinions as we go. You guys did try to sage the home. Can you guys tell us about that?
Yeah, when we sage, something always seems to happen, like during saging or right after saging. Whatever the entity is or whatever it is doesn't like when we do that. I'll tell you that. It doesn't like it.
It does not like it at all. We even try putting salt around the door entrance, and none of that works.
Have you all had anybody come to the home and investigate or try to cleanse the home for you?
I have several pieces that's like actually coming. It used to be one that was only coming, but the one ended up getting another four more pieces. He came here like three or four times, and when he tried going through the house, by the time he comes right back outside and he gets done, he leaves with blood on his arm.
He gets a nosebleed.
I personally think that it is because, which I told them, I personally think that it's just dry air, you know. But consistently, you know, every time he was coming here, it was all the time happening. He ended up saying that, you know, he's got to get other, you know, more power into this. So he ended up calling a couple of his buddies or priests to come here and like work on the house. So as of for right now, we have like five priests that's coming in here twice a week.
Oh, my gosh. This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box, when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Kate, so this raises something. You know, I've been doing this for almost 4 years now, interviewed a lot of people. And throughout these interviews, sometimes the conversation of demons comes up, you know, when you're talking about the paranormal and you hear about instances like this, where not only does it seem like activity is happening to, say, get your attention or pass on a message, it seems like people are being attacked, whether it's emotionally or physically or both. How much stock do you put into that, Kate, that there are entities that their sole purpose is to put you under duress, almost like they want to take over the home that you live in?
When things like this happen, and with my experience, we were experiencing the emotional change as well as the small scratches. And so that's when it freaked me out, because I immediately thought that it was a bad entity or a demon. As I'm going through and learning through energies, is that it doesn't always have to necessarily be like a bad spirit or a demon, but it's typically, it could just be an entity that even in the physical world, like even in their lifetime, they were just someone who was miserable, or they were someone who didn't really care about anybody else or had a purpose in their life. And, you know, just were also just hang on to their physical objects. So that is one thing that I was curious to know as well, is, you know, if there's been something brought in the home that you guys feel like brought this on, or have you gotten any information on the history of the house? Because what I feel is that I don't like to necessarily like place labels on, oh, it's a demon, or it's a just this spirit. It's more so they're doing this for a purpose, and they're putting you through this through a purpose, and it's wrong and it's bad. There's a reason for it, whether it being your land has an effect. I am just like curious to know, do you guys know any history about the home, or how long have you been here? Have you experienced it the whole time you've been here?
We just experienced this. I want to say about how long have we been experiencing for? Like
7 or 8 months.
7, 8 months.
But we lived here since last December.
December, we've been living here. The way that, because when we first moved here, there was nothing happening, really. We did look into the history of the house. The landlord that owns this property, they said that there was a couple death in here, right? Mm-hmm. And he, in fact, used to live here in this house previously, right before we even moved here. But he hasn't experienced nothing this strong. The house, this house is a small, this is a mansion. It's a, you know, but they divided the floors into three apartments. There's three floors. Mm-hmm. So first floor is one house, which where we live at. Second floor is another apartment. And the third floor is another apartment. The tenants upstairs did say that, you know, they see maybe a shadow of a woman walking back and forth, but doesn't bother nobody. I feel like everything started because I'm a professional magician. I do magic for a living. One day I was performing magic show at this show that they hired me at, And, you know, I was so excited because, you know, it was so successful and people love what I did. And, you know, this is what I want to have as my career is perform magic tricks. You know, I told my wife, you know what, let's just celebrate. Let's go out for a cruise, you know. And so we was just driving around. And on our way back home, my wife noticed when we stopped at a red light that this one Catholic church happened to have these lights flickering. So I went off trying to be goofy about it. And I was like, wow, that is very interesting. Why? And I told my wife, why is these two lights flickering? And so my wife was like, I don't know. You know, I was like, is there actually somebody in there? And she was like, at 9:30 at night? I don't think so. So I was like, let's go over there and be goofy about it. You know, I was like, I'm going to stop there and we got to perform a magic show and do something real cool. I went off and of course, you know, and those lights were just the true entrance. Like when you enter the Catholic church, those two lights, you know, side by side beside the doors, those are the lights that were flickering. I actually posted a video on my TikTok that if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll be able to see the, you know, the videos. I went off and I started doing this coin trick, you know, which is the vanishing coin. I went off and I was like, look, why are these lights flickering? Watch, I'm going to ask whatever paranormal is going on. I'm going to ask them to vanish this coin. And I went off like this. Guys, watch this. These ghosts, if there's actually paranormal activities, they got to vanish this coin. So I was like, ghosts. Vanish this coin if you're here. And when I opened my hand, oh my God, they vanished it. You know, and I was just trying to make a goofy thing about it. You know, and I went off again and I was like, oh, let's do it again. Let's do it again. And I did it again, you know, and I vanished the coin. You know, it's like what magician does, you know, sleight of hand. And I did it again. And supposedly I pretended like the ghost vanished it. And so whatever was flickering those lights, whatever was going on spiritually there, what the priest is saying is I happened to disturb that.
That's like the beginning of like every horror movie. No.
And so when I came home that night, but believe it or not, at that time, I didn't believe in ghosts. I didn't believe in none of this paranormal stuff. So I came home that night, and that's when everything started happening. And it started increasing from moving small objects to doing bigger stuff, to forming big steps, to mimicking, to slamming bigger objects, to now doing the crazy stuff that it's doing now. And now that's how we are in the situation we are now.
Ooh. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Man. Well, Liz, I know in some of the videos, they'll be titled, you know, like my wife wants to leave this house or something like that. And then you see some pretty wild stuff happen. How are you? I mean, I know you said that you'll just like leave the home. I find that, you know, if you want to kind of label this as trauma, which for me it would be, sadly, I guess with trauma, some of it we kind of get used to over time. Do you feel like you're now to the point where just kind of like, okay, this exists, I exist, I'm just going to have to coexist with whatever's happening?
Yeah, I kind of try to coexist with it now because it's winter here. It's cold outside. So I'm like, I don't want to have to go run outside every single time this happens. And then another thing is too, I'm pregnant. I'm like, we're going to have the baby on December 21st. So
congratulations. Yeah, that's my birthday. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So you guys are going to be parents. Liz, I'll start with you being the mom. How do you feel about bringing a baby into the home?
I am nervous about it. I definitely am nervous about it. I'm hoping that we can stay strong enough to where it doesn't affect the baby. And we're going to get the baby baptized too, first thing.
The priest did said that, the priest did said, because that was one of my main concerns. I was like, how am I going to do this? The priest there said, listen, when the baby is born, neither me or mom will touch the baby. He will show up at the hospital, take a session with the baby along. And he said he's going to like introduce, like baptize the baby and do some prayers so the baby will be fully protected. So he said, you know, because he said that whatever it is didn't came to this house naturally. It came through either me or my wife, or maybe both of us. So it is something that we gotta work on, you know. And to keep the baby out of it, that's when he's gonna step up and try to bless my baby. So he said it will be touchless. It won't. It will try to like harm my baby, but it won't. It won't harm it.
Jorge, do you feel like you've gotten any cool powers for your magic act? Like, have you asked the ghost to like move stuff on stage to see if it'll work?
Well, you know what? To be honest, that would be me and my wife. We did crack that joke one time. I said, you know what? Maybe I'll make friendship with this ghost and maybe he makes something really levitate. Right?
If only they would see the benefits in that, you know, like we could have everything, ghost, and the ghost is just opening and shutting cabinets. Like, I got everything I want.
Yeah, but it happened. I don't think it's going to scare everybody. So I don't know how it's going to work. You know, I just don't want something else to pop up besides the coin levitating, you know, and just see something, you know. But that would be nice though.
Do you still have that coin?
Yeah, I still got it.
Man, I feel like I would love, I mean, not to try to direct your social media channels, but I would love to see a video with you showing that coin in the house and maybe it flash, see a clip of it flashing back to that original, you know, video of you at the church and then with the paranormal activity at the home. That's such a fascinating potential origin story, you know, because I feel like, and Kate, you can probably attest to this too, as somebody who is very curious about the paranormal and trying to learn more about it. One of the things we always, and I think just as humans, we try to connect the dots for things in general. We always want to know, well, why is this happening? And to have, you know, an origin story like that is pretty unique and interesting. Well, you know, we've kind of heard about your journey as what's going on. And I always like to ask, well, where do you see the future within this home? And you've kind of talked about you've got your baby coming in. Big picture wise, what are y'all hoping for? I mean, is it to continue to live there and document these kind of outer worldly things that are happening? Do you eventually want to get out? I mean, how are you?
Our goal, we do want to move out.
Yeah.
But our main fear is, because at one point when this all started happening, I was going from place to place and, you know, staying in hotels and spending all this crazy money, you know, and I'm the only income right now. So it's very hard for me at the moment, you know. So the priest, when I did spoke to the priest, because somebody did said on one of my live, hey, why don't you ask the priest? They usually help out. Catholic churches do help out with first month and security deposit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, wait, I happen to have a priest coming to my house and he knows my story. So one day I called him and I was like, hey, man, listen, by chance, do you happen to know who can help out with rent and security deposit to move out? He was like, I will talk to you in person. So, you know, come to, you know, I had to go to his church. So I went there and we sat down and, you know, in his office. And he said, why you want to move? So I was like, because you know what's going on. That, what kind of question is that? You know, and so he was like, I'm sorry to tell you this, but no matter where you go, you could spend all the money in the world. It's you and your wife that's gotta like work this out. You know, it's attached to you or it's attached to your wife or maybe both of you. So it's not much you can, you know, you could run here and there and spend all kinds of money, but it's just gonna follow you no matter what. Because whatever it came, what you have, it came through either you or your wife or maybe both of you. So no matter where you go, it's gonna follow you. So I was like, well, look at that. But we do have plans. Yeah. So
we do want to move either way.
Because we just want to let the vibe go, like, you know, like,
for sure,
whatever, you know, we just want to feel a little bit inside of us. We want to feel a little bit comfortable, but I don't want to rush it, right? You know what I mean? And just move out and, you know, without having the right income. And I want to like take my time a little bit now and say, well, when I move out, I feel like it's the right time. But eventually we do want to move out.
Kate, did you have any follow-up questions you wanted to ask them?
I learned that as a pregnant woman, you're more susceptible to the spiritual world because your body's kind of like a portal for, you know, you're creating a human. And so I am in agreement with the priest is that I do feel like, you know, Jorge, with you being a magician as well, you also have these abilities that you can kind of conjure energy, whether you realize it or not, just because, you know, you are performing magic and you are in, you know, you're in a form where you want your audience to believe your magic, right? So it's kind of like you are subconsciously conjuring energy to, you know, make people believe in magic. And so that's also just kind of like an open channel for energy, spiritual energy as well. As we're going, I'm seeing both of you, you have spirits around you right now, but it's not the energy you're feeling. These are your protectors. So whether it's an ancestor, a loved one passed on. And I was curious to know, I mean, they're like all sitting there with you. And now it makes sense because you are with child. And so my house, as well as my mother-in-law's house, is very active when I was pregnant. Wow. And that is because you have your spirits here protecting you at the time that you have your baby in your stomach. So you being due on December 21st, being my birthday, that's a very spiritual number because 1221, it's 1221. When you reverse it, it's 1221, and they equal to the number 3. And so that's how I also learned that. So you two could very much be also carrying, you know, your baby having spiritual abilities. Wow. And I just got chills. That was a big confirmation. I just got chills all over my body. So I do feel like that could also be why this activity is so heavy for you guys right now, is because it's like a sign, like these are the things that you need to do to, you know, start a, you know, spiritually protecting, because you want to be aware when things are happening with your baby and your child. And you know, we were talking about on the last podcast, like your son saying like over the chair, like, oh, there's second daddy and he looks like this. And, you know, just being able to see other spirits too. So I definitely have some things in line that I would love to help you guys with. Getting that weight off your shoulders. This is your home and you're pregnant. You need to be resting and not dealing with this craziness. So we're going to get it worked out. We're going to get this fixed.
Oh, wow. Well, Jorge and Liz, as we wrap up, we're kind of coming up on our hour. I would love for you to tell our audience where they can keep up with your journey through this home that is having this poltergeist activity. Where can they follow along with everything that's happening? Yeah.
Well, we post on, it's called Magical Poltergeist. They can follow us on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
Now I get the magical part, now that I know that you're a magician. And Kate, where can our audience keep up with everything that you have going on?
They can find me on Instagram. I am Tarot Kate on Instagram, as well as TikTok, Tarot Kate with the number 3.
Awesome, awesome. And audience, if you're going to be in Vegas January the 13th and 14th, let me know. I'm going to be out there and I'm looking for stuff to do. That's just a selfish little plug for not being alone. So with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm Kate.
I'm Jorge.
And I'm Liz.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.